This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch that we record live and in living color at Saturday morning, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. It's a three-hour program, not four as it is during the week, Monday through Friday. But a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job they do, keeping all of us free and safe. And remember, for all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, starting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America's passengers rolling along. Now, please don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America radio show page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. So there you go. Now, joining us on the weekend edition, as always, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out with something that's strange, to say the least. CNN's famous for hiring a lot of people for different reasons, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Well, yesterday, they hired the disgraced former FBI Deputy Director, Andrew McCabe, as some sort of commentator on their network, and he might not be there long because it's possible he could be one of the people being indicted shortly.
Well, right, Dan, we don't know exactly what's coming down the pike, but let me sort of set this up. Andrew McCabe was fired soon after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz found that he was, not forthcoming, as it was said, during the review of the Clinton email scandal and all the other stuff that he was looking at. And so, yes, it's under very, very weird circumstances, but he could be in a position as a new CNN contributor to be commenting on the release of the ID report that he got fired over, basically.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting because I believe he's one of the guys that's sitting on a hot seat right now. What do you think?
Well, I think that there certainly are a few, and McCabe perhaps included in that, that are sort of wondering what's going to be coming down the pike, not only from the IG report, Michael Horowitz, but also from Durham, U.S. Attorney Durham's investigation. Again, we're learning so much more, and I think the American people are going to be shocked, and I say that simply based on what we've already sort of understood about where these investigations may be headed.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We speak to him during the week, and of course, he's always around on the weekend show, and we appreciate him very much for doing that. And Kyle, yesterday the stock market dropped 623 points. over the president's announcements of new tariff increases, which are not that dramatic. We're going from 10 to 15% on some items September the 1st, and then we're going from 25 to 30% on some items in the next month, October the 1st. Now, that's only a 5% increase. That's not like you're dramatically raising things, and that's all subject to change if China will sit down and negotiate with the United States.
Well, right, and I'm so glad you said the word negotiate. This is exactly what President Trump, I think, in the United States generally wants to do, because President Trump has been trying to get things back in balance, as it were, from where they used to be. Now, it would be the easiest thing in the world, as we hear some of the political pundits and some of the political candidates basically giving the idea that, you know, we just need to let everything sort of stay the way that it is, or let's put it back to normal because we can't take the heat on the stock market. Well, the stock market did drop yesterday on Friday, and that is true, and it was primarily based on these announcements of China wanting to retaliate with these tariffs. But I think as we watch it unfold, we're going to find out that the Chinese aren't going to be able to sustain this very long, and they're going to have to come to the negotiating table, the result being a better deal, I think, for everyone all around, and another success for President Trump.
Well, here's the facts that nobody wants to talk about. Yes, the economy is drooping and dripping and drabbling in the blue states, and in particular the big blue cities, because of the policies that they continue to do that don't work, that's driving people out of their states, that's costing them jobs, that's costing them tax revenues, that's causing unemployment to go up in those states. Those are Democratic-controlled states when I use the word blue, correct?
Exactly, yes.
But in the meantime, in the red states, especially in the Sun Belt, in the red states, business is booming. And by booming, I mean just exactly what I'm saying. There are help-wanted jobs up everywhere you look down here in my backyard. And I've been here, there, and everywhere looking around. There are houses being built. There are new businesses and shopping centers being built. Where the old centers are, where people move out, guess what? They take their stores and they move into the new places. And then new people move into the old places. And in some cases, the old places are old enough that they get torn down and rebuild into something different. So, what's bad about that?
Well, nothing. Exactly. And certainly, it really goes to different mindsets. I mean, you have a mindset in certain areas of the country that is pro-business, that's pro-people being successful. And in other areas, not trying to oversimplify, but in other areas, it's more how can we restrict things? I mean, that's a real bad thing.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we'll be right back right after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you are, and I'm back. We're being brought to you this segment by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, if you're suffering from nagging or consistent pain and you don't know what to do, and maybe you've been taking medication like I was, and you said, hey, enough of this stuff, there's got to be something different, and I wasn't going to load myself up with six Aleves a day, which wasn't all that healthy for your blood system and whatnot, because it will cause internal bleeding. But if you got arthritis like I do, if you got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, muscle pain, foot pain, whatever kind of pain you got, let me suggest to you an all-natural product called Relief Factor. Now, they have a $19.95 three-week quick start program that you can take. And at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work. And if it is, you'll automatically go to monthly automatic shipping. So, check them out. See what they have to offer. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and order the 1995 three-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it, and if it works for you, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. I've been taking it now for a little bit more than 3 years. It works for me. It's just that simple, and if I and I'm taking two a day right now, packets a day. That's a total of eight capsules, four in a packet. And if I need a third one, then I take a third one because I may have aggravated an old injury or something. But anyway, ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. I want to see what the caller has to say, so hang on a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling for?
This is David, your Uber driver in Bradenton.
All right, Mr. Uber driver, David, you said something about China, so go ahead and expound.
Well, I think they're waiting on the American people to balk. You know, we're used to having what we want right now. You know, we want what we want and we want it now. And they're hoping that the American people will balk and put enough pressure that the president backs off on his vision of a fair trade agreement with China.
Okay.
And I believe that we need to stand up with our president, take our lumps. Sometimes we just got to take our lumps and move on. And with a good trade agreement, right now it might hurt a little bit, but later on it'll be worth it.
Okay, and you're out there working tonight, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, well, you be careful, and thanks for the call, David, and we'll talk about it right now, okay?
All right, thank you, brother.
All right, and Kyle, I agree with David. I think that they are sitting there, and I think they're waiting for us to just go, oh, we can't do that. Well, I got in the stock market. Well, you know, the stock market goes up and the stock market goes down, and okay, I am not a full-time investor, never have been, never will be. I learned my lesson a long time ago. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. Follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, therefore, I don't. If anybody's got all their money in the stock market, good luck.
Well, they're exactly right. And I totally agree with the idea that the Chinese are, with the Chinese government, is mm-hmm. sitting there believing that Americans are going to be rattled by the changes in the market
yep.
and this kind of thing. And but yet, President Trump, you know, this to him is. I don't want to say just another negotiation, but it's mm-hmm. part, I think, of his experience where he will say things like, hey, we're going to find other suppliers. Hey, we're going to do this. If he was talking about building one of the skyscrapers and he wasn't getting the right deal, he would say to them in the conference room, I'm going to go get my material from somebody else unless you can make me a good deal right now. That's how he operates. But yet in the political realm, and especially in the realm where people want to see Trump fail, then everything is the sky is falling.
Now, there is an article that came out in The Hill. I didn't tell you about this because I just now saw it, and it just now came across my desk. It's only been out about 20 minutes. The Hill has an article that says, and I quote, "The Road Not Taken, Another FBI Failure Involving the Clinton Services." This is that the FBI willfully chose to ignore highly classified evidence in the Clinton email case and has stonewalled Congress for a year and a half on whether or not it intends to re-examine that evidence.
Wow. Well, you know, from what we've even seen up to this point, and especially with all of the craziness with Jim Comey and having the press conferences and having the people come and be interviewed, but they can have their friends there with them or the other people there while they're talking mm-hmm. to them, and on it went. I'm just not surprised mm-hmm. at any of it.
All right, well, hang on because we've got another caller, and I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to kind of second what the professor just basically hit on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, now I'm not in the market. I don't have anything to do with the stock market. Don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But don't pay any attention to me. That's just me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, I think some of the volatility, there's other factors, but some of the volatility in stock market is because the dumb money, or the so-called smart money,
mm-hmm.
apparently, you know, and this is hindsight, conjecture on my part,
mm-hmm.
they didn't take Trump seriously when he said he was going to bring it to China. You know, the whole grievance. We have a
right.
little legitimate grievance
right.
against China. You know, some of it's our own fault, but we have a legitimate grievance. Apparently, just like they didn't think he was going to win,
mm-hmm.
they didn't think he meant what he said about China, and
right.
then apparently they didn't think he was going to follow through
right.
for it. So mm-hmm. what's happening is, they're panicking
mm-hmm.
because they didn't move their investments and their supply lines and their money out of China in time,
okay.
and they're taking it in the short.
Okay.
That's what this is about.
All right. Well, thanks, Ian. I got another call, and I want to try to get to him, but I appreciate your comments, and we'll talk about it in a second. Okay, so let me go and get on over here. Kyle, hang on. We got another caller. Okay, is this Dan the Man?
Dan the Man, you're talking my subject tonight.
Well, I'm talking everybody's subject tonight because I don't feel sorry for anybody that's got all their money in one place, i.e. the stock market, because it's too volatile.
Yeah, it's going to be volatile for the rest of the fall
mm-hmm.
because you've got the new ones in September. Tariffs are coming on. You've got open market meetings in September. You got Brexit in October.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the European bank. They're looking at cutting rates more and qualitative easing. It's mm-hmm. going to be a volatile fall.
Yeah.
As far as China goes, everybody looks at it from the American point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know the Chinese mentality. Everybody thinks we're going to get a trade deal takes years, sometimes decades to reach.
You're right.
The Chinese don't want a deal.
Mm-hmm.
What they would like to see was the United States saying, we were wrong. Please relinquish your tariffs. Even if Trump got up in the morning and said, I'm tired of this tariff war. I'm taking tariffs off of all of the Chinese exports coming into this country.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese would say, we're not taking it off of yours.
Yeah, right. You're right.
So, I mean, that's where you're at. This was probably not mm-hmm. the smartest strategy to bring China to its knees. Probably the financial institutions were the smart thing. This tariff wars, they got a momentum of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I right now, what they said, well, we want it now.
All right.
Right now.
But let me ask you. Let me ask you a question though, because we keep hearing, oh, the tariffs are crippling. We're talking 5%. We're going from 10 to 15. We're going from 25 to 30. Okay. Now I realize 10 to 15 is a 50% increase because it's 5% plus the 10, and if you do the math the way the grocery stores do, it should be 33 1/3, but it winds up being 50%. But anyway, you got about 30 seconds.
Well, I can tell you what is the tariff on steel and aluminum? It raises the price of soup about 2 cents.
Yeah.
All right, which isn't much.
Right.
But then again, it's going to hurt the ancillary industries in this country. You might be saving steel workers and aluminum workers' jobs,
uh-huh.
but it's the people that use steel in cars and furniture,
okay.
and construction equipment and whatever.
I got to let you go. Go ahead. I got to let you go, though. Make it real quick here.
Okay. I'm just telling you, there's the Chinese side nobody's looking at.
Right. I
don't
agree
want
with
a trade deal.
All right. Well, okay. Dan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week. Okay. Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. Well, Kyle, you heard those two rapid succession calls, and I agree with both of them, what they're saying. But again, okay, people have got to realize, and again, a lot of people judge the economy by the stock market, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Take a drive. Go 100 miles out in your area, wherever you're living. Now, of course, if you're in a blue state, I can't help you out because of what I just told you. Taxes and everything that's going on in the Democratic-controlled states are just putting the states in the toilet. I mean, you're in California, and it doesn't get any bluer than that. Why in the hell are you still... You can't believe the comments again. How come Kyle's still there?
Right. Well, I hear what they're saying for sure. Well, you know, with this whole situation though, and I agree with the callers as well. I think that certainly the Chinese are always looking for the upper hand. I mean, even militarily, we see what's going on, and there's a lot to that. That's almost a separate issue. But the Chinese also, if they're backed into the corner, they're going to want to find a way mm-hmm. to save face.
All right, hold.
To provide that, we can do it.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to have a little promo for something I'm doing on Sunday. You're going to love it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy and, as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Stocks finished a volatile trade day sharply in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped more than 700 points at its worst, closing down 2.4% overall, minus 623 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, we're going to go for a little ride right now, so hang on. Here we go. Coming up Sunday, I got something for all you bikers out there and all you wannabe bikers and all you veterans out there and active duty military. Now, we're going to have a great big event at Burt's Barracuda, brand new Harley-Davidson location on 49th Street, right here across the street from Quaker State Lube, where the old 49er flea market was in Largo, Florida, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, we're going to feed everybody that's a veteran, everybody that's active military, everybody that's a first responder. All you got to do is show up 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be a pig roast, a hoedown, live music, square dancing. We're going to have a coal hole tournament. And by the way, we will have prizes for that. We're going to have a special Wounded Warriors section of the cornhole tournament where special cash prizes will be given to our Wounded Warriors. And we'd love to see the guys in the wheelchairs compete there, as well as all veterans, all first responders. We're going to have a great day. And Bert, The owner and Zach, our veterans liaison, will be there. I'll be there with the lovely Kathy, the author from Rules for Deplorables, and we'll have a lot of other different things there to help you out with, oh, gosh, I don't know, anything you want to think of. And get this. Anybody interested in learning how to ride a Harley Davidson motorcycle, you can come, and there are going to be giving away, we're going to be giving away 10 free weekend rentals, which will allow you to learn how to ride a cycle, or if you just want to come in there and you got the proper license and show you can ride out back on their track, guess what? Hop on a brand new rental and away you go and try out a bike. How do you like that? So that's Burt's, B-E-R-T, apostrophe S, Burt's Barracuda, Harley Davidson on 49th Street, Largo, Florida. And you guys and gals up there in Georgia, don't be a stranger. You're welcome to ride on down here, too, and have a great old time with like-minded people. All righty. All right, Kyle, that's a little California music for you there, huh?
That's right. No, that sounds really, really exciting.
Oh, let me tell you, I've been, ever since we put this thing together, and ever since we've got this marriage with Burt's Barracuda, Harley Davidson, as well as his other location down in Port Charlotte, and people will be hearing more and more about the things that we're going to be doing. They are very, very, very veteran and first responder friendly. I mean very. And they bend over to do things, you know, literally giving back to the community, because we appreciate, we all appreciate, like-minded people, we all appreciate what our military and our first responders have done for this country, and we give back all the time tenfold.
Absolutely. No, that's a wonderful thing to be doing, and I wish I could be part of it. You know, I actually have a motorcycle license, you know.
Well, hop on the corporate jet, fly on down here to Florida. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah.
Fly on down here to Florida and take advantage of the weekend rental, and all you got to do is show them out back. And by the way, they've got a training area, a training track out behind their brand-new buildings they've got there, mm-hmm. where even the local police department and sheriff's department has been invited to come in there and do some training.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's talk about one of your favorite people, Chris Matthews, right?
Right.
All right. Listen to what he had to say yesterday.
You know, in certain ways, he is the king. His long ball game he's played, while we're chuckling at his sometimes near insanity, he gets reelected again, two more Supreme Court justices. He will have a 7-2 court for the next 30 years.
Well,
so there is a king-like quality to the guy's power. If you just sit back and say, wait a minute, well, he's doing all the crazy stuff with Denmark. He's also ready to do that again if he gets reelected.
Now, we're talking about a situation that involves one Justice Ginsburg, who we found out had a tumor, a cancerous tumor on her pancreas that she's being treated for, which is not a very good thing, correct?
Exactly, yes.
And we don't wish anybody any harm here, and we certainly don't want to wish anything bad about her. I mean, she's very old. But here's the thing. The person that panicked yesterday with the comments you heard from Chris Matthews, but the real person that panicked was Michael Moore. He went absolutely ballistic, and he alerted all the liberals that, hey, you got to vote this guy out. You can't let him get in, because he could have not one but two more Supreme Court justices, and then the court would be stacked on the other side for the next 30 years, 7-2. And that's exactly the battle cry he was throwing out there.
Well, exactly. And it certainly goes the other way as well. This is something President Trump is going to be talking to the American people and saying, look, who do you want to be appointing Supreme Court justices? Do you want, let's just have some fun here, Beto O'Rourke doing that?
Oh, God.
Or Kamala Harris?
Yeah,
or
good luck.
Or Joe Biden? You know, and so, but if you elect me, I'm going to have this, I know what I'm doing, and I've already listed the judges that I would consider, and where is the list for some of these other Democrat candidates?
Well, I'm glad you said Beto O'Rourke, because here is something that he said yesterday, which was about the gun control issue, but I'm just going to play just a little bit of this.
One could be forgiven for being tempted to give up that after Sandy Hook, 6 and 7 year old children in the classroom, after Marjorie Stoneman, after Santa Fe High School, after El Paso, we can name so many And then we, and many of you have said this, and it's so important, we should also then elevate those who never make the headlines. The shootings aren't sensational. They've taken their own lives. They're a toddler who was accidentally killed by a brother or a sister. But in the face of all that, the level of inaction and indifference, and we can't just blame one political party for this. Democrats have had control of every lever of power within recent history, and they did not avail themselves of it to address these issues.
The only thing that I agree with him on was you can't blame one political party.
Well, right.
Exactly. But other than that, the other stuff that he was trying to illustrate, take a subject, isolate it, continue to throw it out there in the forefront. Again, you know, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, I got the list right here beside me. But the fact of the matter is he's doing more of that nonsense. And this guy here, and by the way, Kamala Harris is dropping like a rock in the polling.
Yes, she is. She really is. And I'm sure that at the Kamala Harris campaign headquarters, they're all sitting around the table and they're saying, we're baffled. Why is this happening to us? Whereas all they got to do is take a look at sort of, you know, again, the connectability that their candidate has. And they got to go over and look and see what Elizabeth Warren's doing and going, what's the X factor that she has that we can't seem to tap into?
And don't forget that Beto O'Rourke has reinvented himself three times so far.
That's exactly right.
Because he's going nowhere either.
Well, exactly. And I think that, you know, the longer he stays in the race, you know, sort of the worse and worse it gets for him. And somebody at the high level of the Democratic Party has got to start telling people, well, you've got to start consolidating this here real soon. Because, without a presumed candidate or someone who at least looks like they're going, you know, that's going to get winnowed down, they're just going to spend every day with this very fragmented.
Well, there won't be 20 people on the stage this time. There might be 15, I would say, would be my guess right now. I think they're up to what, 10? That have qualified?
I believe so. And then of course Biden is technically, I guess, the front runner, but he's a gaffe machine. And you know what's interesting? If any other candidate, or especially any Republican candidate, made the gaffes that Biden is making and continues to make, there would be this major laughing stock issue that would be going on. But we're told by pretty prominent news people, I guess, that, hey, you know, don't listen to what Biden's saying or doing. Just, you know, don't worry about that kind of stuff.
But it's funny listening.
It is. Like when he says we can't take 8 more years of Trump.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or the 1970s Martin Luther King stuff.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah. And so he's, but that's just Uncle Joe. But the country doesn't need Uncle Joe right now. The country needs leadership that's actually going to continue to create the kind of environment that we see where people are getting jobs. And there's a lot of people out there trying to distract from that. They're trying to stir up race hatred, a very serious thing.
The three R's.
That's right. That's exactly right. And they're trying to stir that up.
Okay.
And it's terrible because we should be trying to move forward.
Okay, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you bright and early Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and folks, for coming right back. Take the first look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and Kathy's going to take us to the break. Go for it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I radio that says I'm a dad. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yes, you are. And that was Roy Carlisle, 1979, Rooster Cruisin', and that was by popular request. Apparently, the FedEx boys are out working tonight hard. We got guys listening to us in Charlotte coming down our way, and we got guys up there in Atlanta, Hot Atlanta, listening to us up there coming down our way, and we appreciate you guys, and you truck them safe up there. Now, listen up. Things are getting hot in the tropics, and I do mean they're getting hot in the tropics. Now, not so much what's off the southeastern coast of Florida right now, but it's what's behind it coming across the ocean. Now, a tropical disturbance near the coast of southeast Florida is located in an environment supporting a high chance of tropical depression formation this weekend. Now, what that means is locally heavy rainfall is possible over southern and central Florida associated with this disturbance, and it's going to slowly make its way up the east coast of the United States. That means interests in Jacksonville, Brunswick, Savannah, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and on up into North Carolina, Wilmington, before that basically makes a right turn and goes out into the ocean, which is what it's supposed to do up around North Carolina. But in the meantime, there could be a lot of rain associated with this, because right now it's just sitting out there doing this little spinning, gathering more moisture as it prepares to dump it along the way. However, further east is another tropical disturbance well east of the Windward Islands, which also has a high chance of formation by early next week. That storm could become a tropical storm rapidly and has the characteristics to possibly become become a hurricane moving towards the Gulf of Mexico area. Now, there's a lot of probabilities here, a lot of things that could happen, but it's that time of the year. We've had a very mild hurricane season so far, and it looks like as if it's about ready to get a little bit interesting in the Gulf area. So remember that. So tonight, as we start out with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, down in Florida, I-95, you've got rain, scattered rain. You've got showers all the way from about Fort Pierce all the way down to the beginning of the Keys, and it's pretty much on the southeast side of Florida. There's some scattered showers going down towards Key West. Other than that, I-95 going up into the northeast, you're looking good. I don't see much of anything weather-wise to bother you. I-75, once you get across Alligator Alley, you're looking good going up all the way into Michigan tonight. I don't see anything weather-wise to bother you there. Now, I-10 coming out of Jacksonville going across, you will have some weather to contend with once you get across I-10 west of New Orleans, headed over towards the Texas line, and you'll have rain. I-12's got rain tonight, I-10's got rain all the way over to about Beaumont, Texas, and maybe into Houston right now, as things would be. Now, there are some scattered showers around San Antonio. You've also got an area of unpredicted conditions where you could have thunderstorms come up, El Paso East and southeastern New Mexico, up in the panhandle of Oklahoma. There's definitely some rain there, and some thunderstorms, looks like tonight, moving across the northern part of Oklahoma. Now, Kansas, the northern, northwestern one-third of the state, you've got rain right now. Up in Nebraska, you've got rain there in central Nebraska. You've got flood watches and warnings up in the central part of Nebraska right now, south of what looks like Lincoln, and that rain is moving to the east. Then over in Colorado, you have some unsettled weather conditions to the north and east of Denver. You have unsettled weather conditions to the west and east of Laramie and Cheyenne. You do have a red flag warning right now for the Laramie area. And over in Utah, northern Utah, north of Salt Lake City, headed towards Idaho, up I-15, you have a red flag warning there with unsettled weather conditions in Utah right now as well for rain and or threatening conditions. Now, also in northeastern Nevada, the same thing. Possibility exists today for some thunderstorms. And looking out to the west tonight, we do have an area of rain that's offshore about halfway up. About halfway up Oregon. It looks like it's going to be coming onshore. So central Oregon, you'll be getting rain over the weekend. Now let's go up to Montana, the southeastern part of Montana, right there by Rapid City, South Dakota. Right in that area, you've got rain tonight. So be advised of that. Way up in the peninsula, north of Wisconsin, of Michigan, you've got some unsettled weather conditions up there with rain as well. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop are no longer your daddy's truck stop where you used to run in, grab a hot dog, grab a bag of chips, grab you a soda, a cup of coffee, and you were out on the road because that's all they had. Now the pilots in the Flying J's, especially the new Pilot Travel Centers, have got things like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Cinnabon, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grills, and Dunkin' Donuts, too. Now, that's the full-service Dunkin' Donuts, where you can get not only a breakfast menu but a lunch menu, and they have a light dinner menu, soup and chili and whatnot. So, all the things that you can get in the Flying J, and you know about the Flying J's with all the different amenities they offer there, you can now find in the Pilot Travel Centers, too. And if you don't know where they're at, well, you'll know when you see them, because it's going to be bigger than your average little speedway or whatever you want to call it, you know, the Love's Travel Stops and some of the roadies and all those places, the little ones. This will be a lot bigger deal going for you, and you're going to have a lot more, a lot more leeway there, too, in terms of all the amenities you get. So it's going to be a really good stop for you. And again, not your average truck stop anymore. Think about that for a second. Now, let's see here. I got a little something I want to play here. This is Peter Navarro, and we'll play this for just a short bit.
The president has the backs of American farmers. They will not be hurt. We have a large program to make farmers whole, and we're using some of the money that we're collecting the tariffs, and it goes right to the farm belt, and that's all to the good. But, you know, the big picture here in terms of the macroeconomic effects is, you know, we've had tariffs in place for over a year. We know that China is bearing the burden of those tariffs by having to cut their prices, mm-hmm. cut the value of their currency. They're seeing their supply chain hemorrhage out of China, coming back here, going to Vietnam and other places, and we have seen absolutely no impact on consumers. And so the people of this country, Capitol Hill, they're behind President Donald J. Trump with his tough stand on China.
All right. Now, you're going to hear me talking more about that with Ron Edwards, who's making a special appearance on hour number two of the weekend edition. He'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.